Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.
Thank you for choosing to listen to this message by Elder Vincent T. Edwards, pastor of True Holiness Church of God in Christ in Tallahassee, Florida. We believe that you'll be blessed by the Word of God shared during this time. Now here's Pastor Edwards.
Hello, this is Elder Vincent T. Edwards, pastor of True Holiness Church of God in Christ, and I ask that you please support this ministry by making a donation of any amount today. You can give by way of the Cash App, and our cash tag is $THCOGIC, and that's $THCOGIC. You can also text to give by texting the letters LK and the number 638 to the telephone number 41444. And that's LK638 to the number 41444. You can also go online to our website. That's trueholinesscogic.org. That's trueholinesscogic.org. Click on the give icon in the upper right hand corner, and you can use our online form, or you can choose PayPal to make your donation. And remember, a gift of any amount will help us to continue to spread the gospel. And may God richly bless you for your generous gift today. And we at True Holiness thank you for your support of the ongoing work of this ministry. And now for today's message.
Demonstrate that our God is real. As I heard the testimony of Sister Faye, Dr. Jones, and her grandfather, and all that happened, and Faith never denies the facts. The fact of the matter is that he does have cancer, but Faith goes a step beyond. Faith doesn't deny the facts. But it reminded me when she gave that testimony of a man over in the book of Second by the name of Hezekiah. When Hezekiah was sick, God sent Isaiah to him and told him to get his house in order. He told him to get his house in order over there in 2 Kings chapter 20. But Hezekiah, when he heard that, he turned his face to the wall and prayed unto the Lord, saying, I beseech thee, O Lord, remember now how I have walked before thee in truth, and with a perfect heart, and have done that which is good in thy sight. And Hezekiah wept sore. But then it came to pass, before Isaiah was gone into the middle of the court, the word of the Lord came to him, saying, turn again, tell Hezekiah, the captain of my people, thus said the Lord, the God of David thy father, tell him, I heard thy prayer. I have seen thy tears. Behold, I will heal thee, and on the third day thou shalt go up into the house of the Lord. And he said, I will add unto thy day 15 years. And all Sister Faye was just giving just a little more time. Just a little more time. And all I could do was think about the word of God. See, that's true. Yeah, hallelujah. And then when I hear the testimony of how Sister Carol, somebody ought to just say thank you. How she had been before the Lord and seeking and asking God, and he is blessed and he has given her things. But I'm reminded of the scripture that says, delight thyself in the law of the Lord, and he shall give thee the desire of your heart. She just didn't want a job. She wanted that job. My God said, ask and it shall be given. Oh, but he said, I give you the desires of your heart. Who wouldn't praise a God like that? Ooh. Glory. I'm just a teacher. And when I see how my God is, I just have to take you to the scripture to show you that it is real. All we have to do is just believe in it and walk in it. It is real. Young people, I just have a little powerful word for you today. It's for my young people. And those who are young at heart, like myself. I'm going to ask if you would please just turn with me to the book of 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and beginning at verse 14. And I will read in your hearing all the way through chapter 3 and verse 3. And I'll be reading from the King James Version of the Bible. And when you have it, please say amen. That's 1 Corinthians chapter 2, beginning at verse 14. And the word of the Lord reads, "But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. For who hath known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ." Two types of people who have been identified there. And chapter 3, verse 1, "And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes. I have fed you with milk and not with meat. For hitherto ye were not able to bear it, neither yet now are ye able." Before you couldn't bear it, and even now you can't bear it, so I still have to feed you with milk. But you've been in the way in Christendom for quite some time. Verse 3, "For ye are yet carnal. For whereas there is among you envying and strife and divisions, are ye not carnal and walk as men?" Young people, I just want to talk to you today in this whole concept of no matter where you go, what you do, and my graduates, soon to be graduates, you're going to enter onto the college campus, and you're going to be like, "Whoa! And dad ain't tell me all this right." Yeah. "Mom and dad ain't tell me all this right." Yeah. And you're going to see some things and hear some things that may even begin to shake your very confidence, your philosophy, your upbringing. Yeah. I've been there. I've done that. That's why I'm real with you today. And what I'm going to talk about today is true ID. True ID. ID stands for identification. I want to talk about true ID. Because I want you to understand that you are fearfully, wonderfully made. God made you for his specific purpose and his own design. But as I look out today, not just in America, but in the country all over, we have a problem. And we have a problem, and it's an identity crisis problem. Identity crisis. And in that scripture, it outlined basically three different types of ID: the natural man, the carnal man, and the spiritual man. And when we look at all these other things that we try to use to define us, or we are defined by, it basically comes down to those three: the natural, the carnal, and the spiritual. And what I'm saying is, we have an identity crisis. So much so that, and I had to get my facts straight this morning. I had to go to the source. She's sitting right there. What you waking me up? I'm trying to get my last church seat this morning. But I wanted to ask her about this thing that's at the federal level called Real ID. It's an act that was passed, a legislation that was passed after 9/11, which is going to go into effect throughout the country. And Florida is in the process of working on it because I know that's one of her projects. Meaning that you tied to your ID, or basically your license, in order to get properly documented, you're going to have all of these types of things on file before you can fly or do any type of travel, because they want to verify that you are who you say you are. It's going to be there. And I do believe I'm already real ID compliant, because I had to get my new driver's license, and I had to present all kinds of stuff and passports and everything. So, you know, my ID is compliant. But furthermore, we have people who want to steal folks' ID. Identity theft is on the rise. I've had my credit card number stolen, my P card at the state stolen. Folks trying to be somebody who they are not. But I want to talk to you today about true ID. Not even real ID, but true ID, because I can make an ID that is real and looks real, but is it true? We have an identity crisis going on today that some folk don't want to be male, don't want to be female, don't know who they are. I'm just calling it like it is. There's an identity crisis. Because my Bible tells me that in the beginning God made them male and female. And that's what he made them. There was a distinction between the two. And no matter how you slice it, no matter how you dice it, you either got an X and a Y or an X and an X. And I'm talking about chromosomes. So down, when you get down to the natural level, you may want to identify as something else, but the truth of the matter and the true ID is in your chromosomes, your very genetic makeup. You are male or female. I'm talking about true ID. You know, this homosexual, transgender, male, transgender. No, 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 no. What does your blood say you are? My Bible tells me that life is in the blood. Life is in the blood, and the blood makes the difference. And so we have an identity crisis, and then we have people that want to identify with various groups, and there's nothing wrong with that, because where I'm going, I want you to get to your true self. Don't let people define you. Don't let people say who you are. And don't try to be someone that you are not. Because when you try to assume the identity of somebody else, you will be on the run. You'll be on the run and you'll be in trouble. And you say, well, I got scripture for that. I'm going to tell you about an identity thief today. Somebody who wanted to be somebody else. But then I'm going to tell you a little bit about somebody who somebody else wanted them to be like him, but he said, I can't do this. I got to do it my way, the way that I was called and the way that I know how, the way that's a part of my internal makeup. I must be true to myself. Y'all want to know who I'm talking about? I'm talking about Jacob. And I'm talking about David. So I'm going to get your mind set there. Those are the two individuals I'm going to talk about, the concept of identity theft. And then someone who said, no, I can't do that because that's not me. If I were to ask you to show me some ID, being a Christian, what would that be? If I ask you to show me some ID so that you can identify with the body of Christ, what would that be? I'm reminded in the military, we pull guard and we say, halt, who goes there? And you have to acknowledge yourself and identify yourself, because if not, the feeling of a 5.56 round of ball ammunition going into you won't feel too very good. Real. True. We identify with different groups and, Democrat, Republican, even fraternities and sororities. We become a part of those groups, and we want to fit in. And even they ask you on the questionnaires, are you black, are you white, are you Asian, African-American, Latino, Hispanic? They ask you all to try to classify you. There's nothing wrong with that, but getting down to, I like what she said, to the meat and potatoes. Are you a natural man, carnal man, or a spiritual man? And this is for young people, because don't try to be someone you're not. Don't let books, TV, movies, and jobs, and even people define you, because it will get you in a whole lot of trouble. And I know that you don't understand. You don't understand. I said, I know y'all want to have fun. Y'all getting ready to go to college. Have some fun. Run the yard. Be on the yard. Might not have ID. Might want to go get your fake ID. I ain't gonna call no. Now I see people smiling in the back. I know my young people. No, I know what I'm talking about. See, you want to get your a fake ID. You want to be true. See, I know. Y'all know Pastor gonna be real with y'all. I'm talking about, see, because when you perpetrate and be someone you're not, you can get in trouble. Because you want to get that fake ID. Last week I messed with the ladies a little bit. I'm going to mess with my men. Y'all want to get that fake ID? Come on, that's my y'all. Can I be real? Y'all want to go get up in the club? I want to go up in the script club. I'm just calling it like it is, because I know I done been there. And I'm just going to tell you how it is. See, I don't want to get up there and get that fake ID, get up in there, call this ladies' night, and they get in free, and you want to go up in there and get your drink on. Come on, now. I'm a priest, and y'all look at me. How you know, Pastor? Because I've been there. I was a bartender. I used to pull them up. But everybody say, thank God for Jesus. I'm going to be real with you. I'm going to be real. See, that fake ID can get you in trouble, because I done been see, rolling up, look at the bar, looking all good. You know she ain't about 19, 20. She ain't legal age, but she come up and say, can I have a rum and coke? And I'm sitting there like, sure you can. Sure you can, right? One of them long, baby, nice and long. This is for me, I'm just being real, because I'm like, close that too. And you just stay right there, your tab on me all night long. Been there, done that. And they had on fake IDs, and that fake ID gets you in a lot. I'm just being real with you, because I want you to understand, because you're going to be tempted. It's going to present itself. It's going to be there when you step on college campus. Trust me. I know I've been there. Nothing's changed on the college campus except the players. Nothing's changed but the players, because my Bible tells me all that's in the world is the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. It was like that in the Garden of Eden when Satan tempted Eve, and it's like that now on the college campus when you go and you have the Omega oil and the Alpha Punch and all that stuff. Ain't nothing changed on campus. But I want you to be true to yourself and true to those things that God has placed inside of you and be real, because when you try to be fake, you're going to get in trouble. And then when you get in trouble, you're going to try to find he who is real, because you need somebody to say, help me, Lord. But if you would have just stayed with him and been true all that time, you would have been all right. The natural man, oh, the carnal man and the spiritual man. If I asked you to show me your ID as a Christian, what would it look like? Turn with me to John, in chapter 13. That's right, John chapter 13, verse 35. Here is that person who is spiritual. Here is that person that knows who they are. And it says, verse 35, by this shall all men know that ye are my disciples. Here is your true ID, if ye have love one to another. See, if you love me, that's ID enough, because you don't have to say anything. I'm reminded of a statement that says, love is what it does. And if you love me, you will do right by me. You love me. That is your ID as a Christian. That's your ID. So, young people, what am I saying today? Don't get caught up in other things. You want to know what you've been called for. You want to know what it is that you have to do. Well, first, you can't be that natural man. That natural man is one who does not know Christ, who is unregenerate, who is lost. And they can't understand. They can't even hear a word from God. You don't want to have that identity. Nor do you want to be that carnal man. You hear the term often, carnal Christian. And you can even see here how Paul was talking. He wasn't talking to the unsaved here. He was talking to those who had accepted Christ but yet have not grown in the Lord spiritually, because they still wanted to be attached to the things of this world. They did not want to separate themselves, so they are carnal Christians. What does that mean? And they want to act on the things of the flesh. If the flesh says do it, they want to do it because they have not truly submitted their entire life unto the Spirit of the Holy and True God. And that's why we have an identity crisis in Christendom, because people want to say I'm saved but live like the world, and that is not acceptable, because we send mixed messages to people. But what we want to do is we want to be that spiritual person. That person that can hear from God, that person that is connected to God, that person like Enoch who walked with God, who can hear a word from God and can get a prayer through. Oh, so we want to be true to ourselves. Even if we look over in Proverbs chapter 20, verse 11, young people, it says, even a child is known by his doings. Be known by who you are and what you do. Don't be defined by anyone. I'm watching the NBA finals coming up, and everybody is now comparing LeBron to Michael. Why can't they just compare LeBron to LeBron? Why do we always have to be like somebody else? Be that person that God has called you to be, because he has uniquely gifted you. He has uniquely anointed you to do things that nobody else can do but you. Be true to yourself. Be true. Have a true ID. He said, well, Pastor, you said you were going to give us a couple examples. Well, over in Genesis chapter 27, we have Esau and Jacob. You can read the story in its entirety, but we have two brothers here. And one stayed in the house and one worked outside. And one was really loved by his mother. We had Jacob, who was loved by his mother and stayed inside all the time. And Esau was a hunter. And he was outside and he used to do all the hunting and everything. Well, it came time for his father to pass away, and he was going to give him the blessing. And here we have Jacob, who wanted the blessing. And his brother came in and he was hungry and everything. And so he wanted to assume his identity. So he said, sell me your birthright. And so he sold his birthright to him and said, okay, now I got the birthright, but now I got to assume another identity. No, I'm going to be an identity thief right now. And he plotted with his mother, and they put skins on him so he would feel hairy like his brother Esau and everything. And his mother went out there and even cooked up the stew so it would taste like that, because his father wanted him to go get some venison. So Esau was out hunting. While Esau was out hunting, and mama was in the kitchen already cooking it up like daddy liked it, giving it to his son and taking it in there to deceive his own father. An identity thief, he's trying to be someone who he is not to get something that he thinks he should get. Don't be fake to get what you want. Just trust in God. And what happened, long story short, he tricked his father, and then his brother found out and got mad. And then Jacob got on the run. He stole his brother's identity, but he was running for the rest of his life. He was running so that at the end he met up with his brother. He was so scared he split up. He didn't want to run into his brother because his brother told him, "Oh, I'm going to kill him." And his brother wanted to kill him because he stole his identity. I wanted you to be true to yourself. And so he finally made reconciliation, but oh, if his mother hadn't sent him away, his brother probably would have killed him. So trying to be someone you're not can get you killed. It can get you destroyed. It can destroy or delay your dreams. Be true. As the quote says, to thine own self, be true. Oh, you can find your identity in Christ, but then I'm reminded of a man by the name of David. And David said, "Oh, I'll slay this giant." He said, "I'll do it." And he went to Saul, and Saul was like, what you going to do? He said, "Oh, you see, I've been out there. I took care of my father's sheep, and I slew the lion, and I slew the bear." He said, like, "What is this giant? He is nothing to me because I have God on my side." Saul eventually said, "Okay, well, you can go out there. I'm going to let you do it, but you can't go out there looking like that. I need you to look like me. I need you to take my armor and put it on. I need you to take my sword and all my stuff." And David put the stuff on, and it just didn't feel right. It didn't fit right. He couldn't assume another man's identity. He was going to go into battle with something that was untested, unproven. And David said, I can't put this stuff on. David realized that no matter what's going on, he had to be true to himself. He had to have a real ID. And his real ID was found in, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." And so David said, "I'm going to trust in the Lord, because who is this uncircumcised Philistine?" So David took off all that armor of Saul and tossed it to the side. He got real loose. He went down. He got his slingshot. See, he didn't need no sword or anything like that. He was true. He got a slingshot. Went down to the brook and got him 5 stones, I do believe. 5, but it only took one, because he knew who he was, and he put it in the slingshot and he wound it up. He didn't have to do a whole lot of stuff because he had the power of God with him. And he let it go, and it hit Goliath right in the forehead, knocked him, dropped him dead. And then not only that, David said, let me show you who I am. David was a bad boy, took his and cut his head off. Oh, so what am I saying today? If you want to be somebody else, they can have you on the run. But if you be true to who you are, you can slay giants. You can slay giants no matter how big they are if you're true to yourself. Well, how can I find that truth? Well, 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, "If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature." He is a new creation. So to find your true identity, get in Christ. Don't let your friends talk you into some things. As I close, I want you to turn with me to the book of Acts. Acts chapter 17. Acts chapter 17. And verse 28. See, young people, you're going to have people that influence you, want to get you to do all kinds of things. And I'm going to tell you, your pastor ain't always did the right thing. I got sucked in to some things. But praise the Lord, I was sucked in to where I could be pulled out, and I wasn't pulled into a black hole where they couldn't get me out. So I'm not going to tell you I was perfect. But I'm going to tell you, I had people who prayed for me. I had people who understood, and when I got in trouble, all I can do was remember the truth. The truth of the matter is God will be there when you need Him. So how can I find myself and my true identity? Understand Acts 17 and 28. It says, for in Him, that is in Christ, for in Him we live. If you want to have life and have it more abundantly, get inside of Christ, because then you can truly live. And the things that people say and going out here and doing all these things, I am not going to tell you it's not fun. I'm not going to tell you there is no pleasure in it. I'm not going to tell you that, because I would be lying to you. I'm going to tell you there is death at the end of the road, though. It may feel good for a season, but when you finally wake up, you'd be like, oh, Lord, help me get up out of my mess. But it says, for in Him we live and move and have our being. Young people, be in Christ. Because in Christ you can fulfill all that you need to do. Because I can do all things through Christ. Don't be an identity thief. Don't steal someone else's identity. It's okay to look at the qualities of people and aspire to have some of those qualities. But don't try to be a copycat. Don't try to be a duplicate. Be you, because no one else can be you.
We trust that you've been blessed and encouraged by today's message. For more information about True Holiness, or if you'd like to give a tax-deductible donation to help us continue to spread the gospel, visit us on the web at www.trueholinesscogic.org.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.